This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Okay, college basketball fans, it's finally here, March Madness. Let's get into what happened over the weekend and what to watch for in the next few weeks. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon is with us. And John, let's start by going back to this very moment a week ago as you and I talked about the upcoming Big Ten championship and conference titles in general. Here's what you had on your mind.
It's a shameless money grab in the backs of unpaid labor. There's no need for this tournament. The players aren't excited about it. They don't really like it that much.
Now, in light of that Michigan win over number one seed Indiana and then that Spartan win over Purdue yesterday, I mean, is there anything to be said for rethinking that view
Absolutely.
About players
I would
not
say
liking it?
Of the 14 teams in the Big Ten, two loved it. And maybe only two, actually. Only two really helped themselves out in the tournament.
But boy, they were hard fought. They cared.
Oh, that was great. They definitely cared. No question about it. Because Michigan's fighting for their life against Indiana. And in a big shocker, and I also predicted that the odds were very slim. So I'll eat that one also. But in a big shocker, Michigan beats Indiana, the league champion, Indiana Hoosiers.
Yes.
And so they got their ticket punched, as they say, for the big dance. And Michigan State, recall last week, Denzel Valentine said that we've got 9 games left, meaning we've got 3 more in the Big Ten tournament and 6 more in the NCAA tournament. So far, his math is exactly right.
I want to get your thoughts for a moment before we talk about what's in the brackets. The whole revelation of the brackets, the NCAA selection show, clearly based on your tweets, you were not a fan. Neither were many, many others.
I would say millions, actually. The selection show, by the way, for you non-fans on this one, and hats off to you last night for being a non-fan. It's normally a one-hour show to introduce 68 teams, which in itself is a problem because it used to be 64, but it couldn't contain themselves. So now they've added 60, you know, 4 more teams for Tuesday, Wednesday play-ins, which are absurd in themselves. Just stick to 64. Avogadro would tell you how to handle this. 64 is enough. But anyway, so 1 hour is the old show. This year, an expanded super deluxe version, which all it was is dragging out the whole thing till you could find out if your team's in or not, what the brackets look like. And they were just getting pounded on Twitter, on Facebook, elsewhere, on social media about this. And rightly so. It was one of the cynical, dumbest decisions I've ever seen. And when you turn my old line from the last book, when you treat your fans like customers long enough, sooner or later they treat your product like a product. Okay, so instead of an irrational love. I know countless, thousands, maybe millions, of folks who turned off, so fed up with the obvious, insulting, cynical tactics of stretching this thing out.
Yeah.
It was absurd. It was laughable on one level.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's look at Michigan State and Michigan. And first, the Wolverines. Did it wind up where it should have? I mean, it's a play-in. They're going to be playing Wednesday, number 11 seed facing number 11 Tulsa in that game Wednesday.
They're in the tournament. To Michigan, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
So they made it by their, you know, skin of their teeth, if you will. And that to them is all that matters. Obviously, John Beilein has made it again, which is a pretty good run for Michigan these days, looking over the past 7 or 8 years. The odds are still they will probably beat Tulsa, I think. And beyond that, who knows? But it's a very tough road when you're one of these tack-on teams.
Yes.
You've got to play in Dayton on Wednesday and then get to New York, Brooklyn.
To Brooklyn.
On Thursday and then play somebody who's much better.
A nice rested Notre Dame team, by the way.
Yes, exactly, who are watching tape of you in the meantime. So, but for Michigan, so what? They made it against substantial odds.
And Michigan State, of course, as anybody who's in lives in Spartan Nation knows, didn't get that number one seed. Does it matter?
It doesn't matter, actually. It only matters because it was ridiculous. They deserved one. Right now, no one's playing better in the nation than they are. They're ranked 2 or 3 in the top polls, and apparently the NCAA's got them ranked 5th. So after they win the Big Ten tournament title. So this to me is absurd, but as far as the who you're going to play, where you're going to play them, it makes no difference whatsoever, really. And on top of that, you get a nice little chip in your shoulder that I'm sure Izzo will use to great effect. Right now, I am betting on Michigan State to win this thing.
To win it. So not
absolutely.
Just because Izzo said they've made, you know, here's 5th Final Four since 2000 when they won, but they haven't gotten past that.
They haven't gotten past that, but man, Final Four is still pretty good.
Yes.
I mean, you start with 68, end up with 4, that's pretty good. However, when you've got 7 Final Fours and 1 national title, the odds are you should have 2 by now, basically. So that's on his mind, I'm sure. But this team right now is playing as well as any Michigan State team I have ever seen. And they're playing unselfishly. They're passing and shooting great. There's not one dominant team out there anywhere in college basketball. So right now, the Spartans, to me, are as good as any team out there.
Well, we will see and watch, and it all gets underway. And those who like college basketball, see you in April. And those who don't...
That's right. Just bury your head for a couple weeks. But little pool tip. All you bracketologists out there, just go ahead and give the money to the receptionist, by the way, who knows nothing about basketball. She's going to win your pool anyway, based on her favorite colors or his. All right, just give that guy the money now.
Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John Eubank. Thanks, John.
Thank you.